better health begins at Tidelands Health, dedicated to keeping the communities we serve healthy and active. That's why we're proud to present our podcast series, Better Health Radio, brought to you by Tidelands Health. Here's Bill Klaproth.
Do you experience pain or cramping in your legs when you walk or climb stairs? Leg numbness or weakness? Are your feet always cold? You may have a condition called peripheral artery disease. So what are the causes and treatments? Well, here to tell us more is Dr. Robert Brockman, a physician at Tidelands Health. Dr. Brockman, thanks so much for your time today. We appreciate it. So what is peripheral artery disease?
Well, peripheral artery disease or peripheral vascular disease basically refers to blockages or narrowing of the arteries leading to the legs. These arteries can be the main arteries coming off the aorta down in the pelvis called the iliac arteries, or they can be farther down below the groins called the femoral or popliteal arteries or arteries below that. So what happens is with age and smoking and other issues that could, or risk factors that can happen, people will get what's called claudication. In other words, they walk and they get pain in their legs. That's just a medical term for pain in the legs with walking. And the reason that happens is the blood is not getting, there's not enough blood getting to the muscles when the muscles call for the blood, and you literally have a buildup of lactic acid within the muscles and it causes cramping. And that's what patients describe as claudication. So it's pain with ambulation or walking, which gets better with rest. You know, the muscles rest, the lactic acid washes out, and then they feel better. But it happens over and over again, and it can be a very debilitating, lifestyle-limiting kind of thing.
I would imagine if you want to try to have an active lifestyle, trying to walk with the grandkids or go for a walk the dog or even climb stairs, where this would be very problematic.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, people have different degrees of it. Some folks can't even walk to their mailbox and back without significant pain. Others can walk maybe a block or so and then start having the pain. So it's quite variable. And sometimes we need to treat it with, you know, aggressively with surgery or endovascular procedures. Sometimes it can be treated with just risk factor modulation, and, you know, smoking cessation, that sort of thing.
So how do you diagnose this to rule out other possibilities?
Well, mainly it's physical examination and history. So, you know, with patients who have pain in their calves or their thighs, but typically their calves, when they walk, that would be indicative of what's called claudication or the peripheral vascular disease or peripheral artery disease. And then, of course, physical examination. How strong are the pulses in their feet? Do they have pulses in their feet? What do the feet look like? Are they cool? Are they whitish in color and not nice, healthy, warm, pink-looking toes and feet? Those sorts of things are what we look at. And then we can do diagnostic tests, either invasive or non-invasive tests. Basically, non-invasive tests would include putting blood pressure cuffs on the arms and legs and getting a ratio to compare the blood pressure cuffs between the arms and legs. And we can get an idea of what level in the leg the disease is located.
Let's talk about treatment options a bit. I would imagine there is medication, and I would imagine then next to that would be surgery. Can you give us a glimpse into what the treatment options are?
Sure. So, you know, for those folks who are not really bothered badly by it and don't have any kind of early gangrenous changes or something like that, but rather they're just claudicators. In other words, they have pain when they walk, it's relieved with rest. Those folks you can often treat with just risk factor modification. Lots of these people are often smokers. Some are diabetics. So if you control the glucose, that may help. If you can get them to get off the cigarettes, that will help. Exercise will help. And sometimes we put people on antiplatelet medication. Some are on aspirin. And there's other antiplatelet medications, such as Plavix and other drugs you see advertised on TV that can help with people who are claudicators. If those people do not get better, then you can do some investigative studies beyond just the Doppler test. You could do a CAT scan to look at the blood vessels in the abdomen and legs and see, sort of get basically a roadmap of where the blockages are and what can possibly be done about them. If you find those blockages and it's something you deem necessary to fix, you know, based on the patient's history and what you think should be done, then those folks can be helped with either angioplasty, where you put wires and balloons across these blockages and inflate the balloons in the blockages, similar to what the cardiologists do for the coronary vessels. And then you can do atherectomy, which is basically a procedure where you, for lack of a better term, a Roto-Rooter, to where just kind of clean out the blockages in the arteries. And sometimes you put stents in there. There are new drug-eluting balloons now that decrease the amount of blockage coming back. So there's lots of new stuff coming down the pike right now.
That's really interesting. So lifestyle changes and with medication, is that something? Is this something you can reverse, or is it strictly a management scenario?
Well, oftentimes they can be reversed. I mean, if it, with good blood pressure and cholesterol control, and if a patient really works at it and starts walking on a regular basis, the body can actually grow some extra what are called collaterals and get more efficient at delivering the blood to the extremities. So with those modifications, and smoking cessation in smokers is a huge one. If they quit smoking, that can go a very long way in helping. And those folks can often get better without any intervention, but sometimes they don't.
Yeah, I'm just thinking exercise. If you really were to start exercising hard, this may sound like a silly question, but you get that blood pumping and flowing. Does that help open the arteries up and get where it needs to go and eventually helps to open the arteries?
Yeah, it can actually cause some vasodilation and actually increase the collateral flow to the leg. So, yeah, just and it's kind of a no pain, no gain thing. So I ask my patients to walk to the point of pain and then walk a little farther and then do that a little more and more every day, farther and farther each day. And that often can help.
And as far as the surgery goes, can you talk about that a little bit? I'm sure it's by a case-by-case basis and how severe it is. But in general, is this an outpatient type of a procedure, or can you walk us through the surgery portion of the treatment?
Sure. So for the minimally invasive or so-called endovascular approaches, such as angioplasty and atherectomy, which is like the cleaning of the artery and the stent placement, that's typically an outpatient procedure. Patient comes in that morning, gets checked in at a hospital, goes back to the OR. We do the angiogram and do the procedures as needed. It takes maybe 1 to 3 hours, depending on how hard it is to get across the blockages and what we find and encounter. But typically, patients go home later on that day. And then if some patients may require some type of bypass procedure where if you cannot get across the lesions or blockages with wires and catheters, you can actually do a graft bypass. That would be an inpatient type stay where the patient gets admitted and stays for a couple of days in a hospital and then goes home. But these days we can do so much more with the minimally invasive approach with the wires and catheters that really the days of doing bypasses on patients, I mean, we still do them, but it's a lot fewer than we did, say, 10, 15 years ago. It's just not necessary.
And you mentioned the roto-rooter type procedure. What is the name for that, or is that
it's
the wires?
Well, that's actually an atherectomy, and it's basically there's different types of atherectomy devices, and they work sort of differently in terms of how they work, but basically what they do is they clean out the narrowing of the internal aspect of the arteries, and the one that I frequently use is what's called a rotational one, and it has little tiny blades oriented at 90 degrees apart, and you just run that down a wire down the artery, and that can clean out the blockages, and then you can either do an angioplasty with a drug-eluting balloon and or place stents after that, and it's very effective.
So is there anything else we should know about peripheral artery disease that I haven't asked you?
No, I don't think so. I think we covered a good bit of it. But the kind of things to talk about with your physician are discuss with your family physician if you're having pain in your calves when you walk, or you're having cramping and that sort of thing, to let them know to do a thorough vascular examination on you.
So that is the key symptom right there. If you're walking and you're having pain in the calves or legs, that's the key indication that this may be going on.
Correct.
And Dr. Brockman, why should someone choose Tidelands for their healthcare needs?
We have an excellent staff, and we have excellent facilities. We have everything that you could want in terms of these type of procedures and other advanced procedures right here in this area. So folks don't need to be traveling to the tertiary referral centers and elsewhere to get their procedures done, because we can take very good care of patients here. We have excellent specialists who can handle all manner of problems.
That's terrific. Dr. Brockman, thank you so much for your time today. For more information about Tidelands Health Physician Services and Facilities, visit TidelandsHealth.org. That's TidelandsHealth.org. This is Better Health Radio. I'm Bill Klaproth. Thanks for listening.